I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
What did you say?
I said I wish I'd never taken Foster's poetry class.
I thought you liked it.
Oh, yeah, I did, until he told us we had to give speeches.
What's so terrible about giving a speech?
Oh, let's see. Having to stand in front of a room full of people, having them stare at you, sweat pouring down your face, your knees knocking, your heart pounding, your mouth getting quite dry.
Everybody gets a little stage fright.
No, see, I get stage panic. I had to give a speech in junior high school once. I'm almost over it.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. So far, I've got an A going in Foster's class. But after I give my speech, he will ask me to leave his class. I really think what we're staring at here is the big D.
Well, look, I was involved in speech and debate all through high school. I can help.
Hey, that's an idea. Why don't you give the speech for us?
I don't know.
Come on, Jaleesa, it'll help you relax.
Stand up. Pretend this is the lectern, and we are the class. Shoot!
Myself or you?
Good, you still have your sense of humor.
I'm not doing this.
Come on, Jaleesa, we know you're not half as bad as you think you are. Come on.
Okay. We study art history because it enhances our appreciation of painting. Studying the history of poetry can likewise enhance our appreciation of the poem. It is interesting to note, for example, that in the 13th century, poetry was devoid of rhyme. With time, however, rhyme schemes appeared and evolved. What's wrong?
I wouldn't say anything's wrong. Would you?
No.
Well, would you say I should be doing something differently?
Would you?
Well, off the top of my head, I think it would be helpful if you didn't read the speech word for word.
You expect me to get up in front of 28 people without knowing exactly what I'm going to say?
That's the idea.
Forget that idea.
No, Jaleesa, Maggie's right. The idea is to know the points that you want to make and then just talk about them, you know? To make the speech more conversational and less stilted.
I sound stilted?
A little.
Usually people tell me my problem is rushing.
There, you're improving already.
Hey, right, so what do you say? Uh-huh. We go back and start from the top.
I didn't mean that far back.
Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Neither do I. I think my humidifier stopped.
Whitley, you are not supposed to have a major appliance in your room.
That is a proverbial doornail.
It is a no-no. You are breaking a rule.
Rules are made for the common good, which is all very well for the common.
Yes, but you should be setting an example for the others.
At what price, Millie? Skin like a rhino? What on earth am I going to do without my humidifier?
A pan of water near the heating vent should add moisture to the air.
So would a lawn sprinkler, but I'm not going to put one in my boudoir.
Ronald may be able to fix it.
I think not.
Ethics aside, if a repairman comes up here, you'll probably get caught.
Like I said, call Ron. You know the number, you call him every night.
I need food.
The cafeteria's still open?
No, I said I need food. Something that doesn't have to have a sign stuck in it so you know what it is.
Okay, we'll go off campus. Oh, shoot. I can't. I don't have any cash. Are you sure you don't want to go to the cafeteria?
Maggie, I don't even want to walk past the cafeteria.
Right. I guess I should have asked Denise for the money she owes me.
Denise owes you money?
Yeah, $22. Hate to ask her for it, though.
Why?
Well, you know, it's only been 5 weeks.
5 weeks?
Think I should be upset?
No, I think you should ask for your money.
But the thing is, I know she'll pay me back. She just must not have it.
So dinner will be my treat, okay?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Let me just see what I got. What do you think?
I think if you're going to wear that out in public, you better get a horse to go with it.
I didn't think you'd love it. Maggie, what do you think?
It's cute.
Thank you. Oh, I can't believe I spent this much money on a hat.
Me either.
No, I'm gonna go see what I have to go with this. See you guys later.
Bye.
Maggie, why didn't you say something?
I don't know. I didn't want to spoil her moment.
Really? Can I borrow $50,000?
I only need it for 5 weeks. Wait. When you said he was going to take a look at it, I didn't think he meant it literally.
Do you think you can fix it?
Sure we can. Sure we can. What is this?
A humidifier.
I was going to say humidifier.
How very reassuring.
Do you know what's wrong with it?
Not exactly.
It might be easier to tell if you touch it.
She's right.
You can't hurt it. It's already broken.
Excuse me, Professor Foster. Can I speak to you for a moment?
I'm all ears.
It's about my oral report.
You're dealing with...
historical use of rhyme.
Fascinating topic.
Oh, it really is. In fact, I don't think a speech will do it justice. I thought if I did a written report, I'd be able to explore the topic, you know, expand it in depth.
In other words, Miss Vincent, you're afraid to give a speech?
Yeah. Although I really do think I could do a better job on a written report.
I don't doubt that. You've already written 2 papers for me, and they were both superb.
But my public speaking isn't.
You may not believe it, but I promise you, the more you speak before a group, the easier it will become.
Was it difficult for you at first?
No.
I'm just afraid if I do a bad speech, it will lower my grade.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, you mean I can get an A for effort?
No.
Oh.
What I meant was that the grade isn't everything.
But I need good grades to keep my scholarship.
You're a business major, correct?
Yes, and you're thinking that public speaking is important when you're in business.
No. I was thinking that it is important for you to be willing to take some risks. But this is not a speech class, Miss Vincent. I'm going to leave the decision up to you. I need a report from you, be it oral or written. The choice is yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome. On the subject of taking risks, my wife has just graduated from yet another cooking class. I have to go home now and eat her final.
Where does this go?
In my hair, you ninny. This is my electric roller.
Whitley, Ronald and Dwayne are trying to do you a favor.
You're right. I apologize.
Yeah, Whitley, we already tightened your drawer pulls.
And changed the light bulb. Absolutely gratis.
And for that, I am forever in your debt. My skin is so parched, I feel like a Bedouin. I might just dry up and blow away.
Don't let me stop you.
Ronald.
I can't help it, Buttercup. She really fries my rice.
Kids, kids, breathe deep. I think I know exactly what we need to get this thing misting again.
You do?
Yep.
What?
A repairman.
I can't have a repairman trotting up these stairs. Humidifiers are contraband.
Whitley, if the repairman cannot come to the appliance, we must get the appliance to the repairman.
Now do you see why this man and I are tight?
For you.
Oh, thanks.
And let's see. Gum.
Good.
The typewriter ribbon.
Thanks.
And the fashion magazine.
Oh, you. Great.
22 cents.
Thank you.
How much do I owe?
$12.
Lucky, right?
Yeah, this magazine costs $8. Can you believe it? It's Italian.
I'll have to go ask Carla for change.
Oh, Gloria, that's okay. I trust you. Pay me later.
Okay.
$8 for a magazine?
I know, isn't it ridiculous?
Denise, you don't even speak Italian.
I know, but I love Italian clothes. Wow, what a great purse. Is that a purse?
It looks like a pineapple.
Yeah, it's got shoulder straps.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't get over it. $8 for a magazine. So expensive.
I know, but I've really been saving my money lately. It's great, you know? I find if I discipline myself just a bit, I can afford those extra luxuries. See you later.
Not just any fashion magazine, an Italian fashion magazine. Do you have any idea how much that magazine costs?
$8.
I told you?
You told me.
You're right, I'm being petty. Am I being petty?
No, repetitive.
And look at this. She has brand new book covers. I guess I should be glad they're not Italian, too.
Now you're being petty.
You're right, I am.
Have you asked Denise for the money she owes you?
Well, not exactly. No.
Why not?
What am I supposed to say?
Denise, you owe me money.
I can't. Could you?
Yes.
Then would you? For me?
No. Okay. No, Maggie, that's between you and Denise. Now, I've got this paper due for Dr. Foster, and I'd like to get back to it. Okay?
Okay. You decided to do the paper instead of the speech?
Yeah.
But that's a relief.
Yeah, I guess.
$8 for a magazine. I bet paper costs a fortune in Italy.
Scusi.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Love this woman, man.
That's right. Chilly, isn't it? Thought I'd get by with my car coat, but I guess not. But, lady, you're certainly no hothouse flower. If you were thinking of going out, go.
I'm going to watch a documentary on TV.
Oh, drat. I was going to ask you to help me with my dance steps. You see, lady, Chip St. Charles asked me to attend a cotillion.
Is that so?
Yes, it is. But my dancing is a wee bit rusty, and I thought since you have a reputation for dancing on and off tables, you could help me with my foxtrot. Or my tango.
Come on.
Out here? In the
There's
lobby?
There's more room out here. Ready and...
Oh.
You guys, is something wrong?
I'm fine.
So am I.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, positive.
Yeah. Okay. Something is wrong.
Not with me.
Maggie, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. What could be the matter?
I don't know. You guys tell me. Something's wrong. Are you fighting?
No.
Come on. I grew up with three sisters. I might be able to help settle this.
Denise, there's nothing wrong.
Okay, fine.
I don't feel very good about the paper I wrote for Dr. Foster.
It's great.
I think it's brilliant, but that's not the problem.
So what is the problem?
He thinks I'm a very good student. I mean, Dr. Foster really likes me.
Oh, I'd kill for that problem.
No, see, he really wants me to give this speech, so I know he's going to be disappointed in me. I mean, I can just imagine the look on his face when I hand him the paper.
So then why don't you just give the speech?
Because I'll throw up.
I think you'd feel a lot better if you faced up to your fear.
That's so easy for you to say.
What?
Well, don't you know what it's like to be afraid to do something?
Sure I do.
Well, you're making it sound very easy. Jaleesa, face up to your fear. Jump off Niagara Falls.
Oh, Maggie, I know it won't be easy, but I think it's the best thing for her to do. I mean, my father used to always say the only thing to fear is fear itself.
Denise, Franklin Roosevelt said that.
Really? Well, it's still good advice. I think it's the best thing for you to do.
Why? Why is it the best thing? She could face up to her fear and end up looking like an imbecile in front of the whole class.
I'm with her.
Well, at least you would have done it.
Why does this society insist that we face up to our fears? I mean, every magazine I pick up these days seems to have an article about confronting fears. I mean, why? Why should I? I eat right. I exercise. I study hard. I mean, do I have to be perfect? So I'm not the most assertive person all the
time. Maggie, what are you talking about?
Give me my money.
Denise, you owe Maggie $22.
I do?
You borrowed it from me at the bookstore, remember?
Oh, wow. Maggie, that was over a month ago.
6 weeks ago yesterday, but who's counting?
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I did that.
You don't have to give it to me now. Instead, after one.
I want to. Well,
she wants to.
But I don't need it all, really.
Maggie, take the money.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Better I'll be here.
Much of today's poetry, in fact, takes us full circle to the earliest English poems, which were, as I stated earlier, totally devoid of rhyme. If you would like further information on the evolution of poetry, please refer to the bibliography I handed out before I began. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Vinson. Next time we'll hear from Miss Sedayo, Mr. Gilner, and Mr. Leonard. Goodbye. Miss Vinson, the other day when you were expressing your apprehensions about giving a speech, I assumed that, like most students, you were exaggerating. I was wrong.
I really do want to thank you, though, for encouraging me to do this. I would have felt terrible if I'd handed in that paper.
I'm glad to hear that.
Of course, I'm not sure it's going to be any easier next time.
Well, I'm tempted to quote you some passage on courage or facing adversity or having faith in oneself, but I think the best thing to do is to shut up and give you a B.
Thank you.
Well, you should be proud of yourself. You took a risk. Whatever you may have lacked in presentation, you more than made up for in preparation. Your material was excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is this the bibliography for the paper you wrote?
Well, yes, it is. And in fact, I could bring the paper in if you'd like.
Only if you promise not to read it to me. Gotcha.
Sideways this time. All right. Sure.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi.
Ron was just going up to visit Millie.
Is that so? Most young men bring their girls flowers or candy. Very rarely do they bring them humidifiers.
I don't know why. They last longer.
Why don't you put that down, down here?
What is holding you up?
I think I am.
Hi, lady.
Is this your humidifier?
Is that what that thing is?
You can uncross your fingers, Millie. Whitley, the maintenance supervisor came across your bootleg humidifier the other day.
Why didn't you say anything about it then?
I thought when you found it unplugged, you'd take the hint.
Unplugged?
Now, if you two will carry that down to the storeroom, I'd appreciate it. Follow me.
Did she say unplugged? Damn! Double damn.
Oh.